The Big Wedding Planning Podcast.
Just two wedding planners tearing it up. Listen, learn.
And we are recording our episode one. So welcome to the Big Wedding Planning Podcast.
Woohoo!
This is awesome.
Episode one.
This is, you know, I might call, maybe let's get engaged, you know? Let's get engaged. This is the episode that tells you who we are and what
who
the show's all about. Well, who we are is a long story, but... But yeah, welcome, Christy.
Thank you very much, Michelle. Happy to be here.
I'm happy to be in my closet of my master bedroom. Literally. I'm sitting on the floor in my closet.
I'm happy to be in my closet as well. I'm at my dresser desk where I have a microphone propped up on rolled up socks.
Ah!
That is a lot of information, but I had to get the proportions just right. So that's where I am. Side note. This is the first time I've ever had a master closet since we moved to Texas, and we have a palatial suburban home now that we never had in San Francisco. So that's exciting.
So whereas in San Francisco, your apartment would be the size of your master closet now.
Yes. My shoes were like in the stove because we didn't have any closet space and I didn't cook very often. So life has changed. And now I live in Texas and you live in the Boston area, which is also kind of crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
For you, born and raised in the Bay Area. And we're doing a podcast. Who would have thought?
Who would have thunk? It's exciting, though. And we, you know, we have been talking about it for a while and pondering it for a while. And yeah.
We've been talking about it for a while, but you have been thinking about it for a while.
I have.
Like,
yeah.
Probably... three times as long as I had even known podcasts were a thing that I should be into because they're so awesome and free.
Yeah, that's the best freaking part, man. It's free entertainment. I'm not paying $200 a month for cable.
Totally.
You
and
know?
I'm learning stuff.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm like, hey, husband, this thing I heard on this NPR podcast makes me smart.
That's right. That's right. When Jose Luis gets home from work at night and you're like, fuck, I'm tired. And I just get fed the kids and like I'm doing the dishes. And you're like, we really should talk and not turn on the TV. I could be like, babe, I just listened to this podcast. Did you hear this episode? Blah, blah, blah. Oh, my God. Wait till I tell you. And then we're like talking about, you know,
real
shit
things.
We heard. Yeah.
We're like real adults.
We have conversations.
Mm.
So anyway, yeah. So. Welcome to the Big Wedding Planning Podcast. I promise this is going to be fun for the listeners and for us.
Yes.
And, you know, we just want to say, you know, this first episode is unique because we want you to kind of get to know our personalities. And it's kind of like the pilot of, you know,
yes,
a sitcom.
Very good.
Yeah.
It's our pilot episode.
It's our pilot. It could be really crappy or it could be really awesome. I hope it's just good enough to make you want to say, yeah, I'll subscribe.
Mm-hmm.
I'll listen to the next one. Yeah. And, you know, the listeners of this, is anyone involved in planning a wedding? You know, if you are planning a wedding right now, we so know what you're going through because we've been planning weddings for a really long time.
That's right. I think between the two of us, we have 22 years under our belts.
Yeah.
That's combined.
Combined. Yeah. Yeah. I've got 14. You've got 8? 9.
Yeah. Nine. Yeah. So that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I want to be on board with this podcasting.
You're on board, dude.
I want as you know, as a real gig. Like it feels like we're not just talking about it anymore.
No, we're doing it.
Yeah, because we're professional wedding planners, mm-hmm. and girlfriends, and we've got real lives and businesses and families and lots going on. And when you first brought up this idea to do a podcast, I was like, obviously, where am I going to find the time?
Mm-hmm.
I barely have time to watch Game of Thrones,
and that's
important.
Then I can't
even get on Facebook because everyone's talking about it.
Don't even tell me what's going on about Game of Thrones because I'm not caught up. But I did see a picture of Jon Snow and I don't want to know. I don't want to know anything.
Well, listen, that's exactly what I'm talking about. I was like, how if I can't keep up with what what's happening with Jon Snow when I was barely hanging on. Well, am I going to have time to do a podcast? And also us for us to learn how to do a podcast has been a journey already. I'm really proud of you for watching YouTube tutorials.
Yeah. And Lynda.com.
Learning how to edit.
Edit in GarageBand, or as you call it, Guitar Hero.
Guitar Hero is so awesome. I'm getting really good at Guitar Hero.
Yeah, Guitar Hero.
It's just to set up these like closet offices we have to record takes a good 20 minutes of technical setup. And I'm the type of person that doesn't even know how to use Siri because it's just too complicated for me. So I want to just take this moment.
She's too complicated for you.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
She's a person. Okay.
I want to take this moment to pat ourselves on the back that we actually have even gotten to this point to be in front of our microphones ready to really do this.
To rock and roll.
Yeah. It's not, it wasn't, in, it's not, it doesn't come intuitively.
No.
Right.
No.
Talking about weddings and like shooting the shit totally comes intuitively.
Easily. Easy. Easy stuff. So anyway, we have a lot of experience between the two of us, obvi.
Totes.
We met about 9 years ago when I was big and pregnant with my first baby. Yeah.
Yes, we have. Actually, I feel like we have sort of a love story. I repeat it to others just like I repeat the story of how my husband and I met, which was honestly not that interesting. I think ours is more interesting. So I'll just give a Cliff Notes version so that our listeners know how we came together to form this bond now over our wedding podcast.
Yes.
I was living in San Francisco and was a couple years out of college. I was an actress doing improv, performing all the time and waiting tables and doing all that stuff. It was a good like artsy gypsy life. And I started to think like, what do I really want to do when I have kids and I'm a real adult and I don't work for tips anymore? And I kind of wrote everything down that I felt like I was good at and kind of transitioned from the theater production I was doing to event production. Like this all translates. I can plan a stage performance and like rent the venue and stuff. I can also plan events. And that's something that I can do in the long run. So long story short, I ended up looking up a bunch of wedding planners that were sort of like one woman shows, women who own their own business and planned weddings and had a really good reputation. And Michelle's name was on that list.
Yeah.
Her company, Allure Consulting, which is still in business, was one of the top wedding planning companies in San Francisco. So I sent Michelle a resume in the mail and I don't think she opened it. Did you open it?
No.
You don't remember?
I don't. I opened it after I talked to you.
When I told you I sent you something.
Yeah, because I don't remember that at all.
So I sent her this resume. I want to be a wedding planner. I would love to work for you for free. All that.
Yeah.
And I didn't hear anything. So I got a phone number and I must have like dug deep to get this phone number for you because it was not your office line. I ended up calling her personal cell phone on a weekday. And she answers like, hello. And I'm like, is this Michelle Martinez? And she's like, yeah, who's this? Because it wasn't your business phone. So
well,
like,
well, can I interject? I was going to interject because then 8 years ago, 9 years ago, we had landlines. We didn't just operate off cell phones and it was expensive. So I was like, who the hell is calling my cell phone right now?
It's this, what's this area code?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm Christy. I sent you a resume. I really want to learn from you. And you were like, I don't have time for this. Thanks for calling. Bye.
Yeah. Yeah.
In short, I'm sure you were slightly more businesslike than that. But it was, for me, it was a total bust. I was like, well, that's that. I'm never going to work in this town again.
Slam that door. Slammed it.
And thought like I got a long uphill road ahead of me if my first planner to actually talk to is like, who are you? No thanks, bye. So I was like ready to change my whole career.
and I will interject and say I was about 8 months pregnant and totally freaking out.
I was gonna give you that, of course. She wasn't just being like dismissive for no reason.
Thank you.
So Michelle calls me back 2 days later. Hi, this is Michelle Martinez. We spoke on the phone. I'm sorry. I was disoriented. You called my personal cell phone and I wasn't thinking I was picking up a phone call from someone who wanted to be a wedding planner. That being said,
I was much nicer. The hormones were not raging at that day.
She had a chocolate bar like half in her mouth. Oh, her feet were up. she said, "I do actually have a assistant job for you, unpaid.
Yeah,
I don't know who you are, but if you want to do this wedding with my associate, you can be her assistant because I'm about to have a baby and I can't do this wedding, and she could use an extra pair of hands. It's in Sonoma."
Mm-hmm.
Which was really exciting. And I was like, yes, I'm there. So I actually didn't meet Michelle until I had done a wedding for you as an assistant for your
associate. Oh, we didn't meet first?
No. I met Kristen.
Oh, but we talked on the phone for a while.
Yes. It was like a phone interview after that. But I was so excited to get to go assist. I had no idea what I would be doing. Remember I ended up getting sort of harassed by that groomsman at that wedding? At the Ansa, and we almost had to call the police. Don't you remember?
No, but I believe it.
You have crazy baby brain at that point.
Yeah.
So, anyways, that's how we met.
That's another story for another episode.
Oh my gosh,
write that shit down.
Yes, totally. Okay. All the times wedding planners get inappropriately hit on.
Oh yeah.
But long story short, that's how we met, and I started working for you after that. First as your intern, and you sort of mentored me, and then in the office as an assistant. Like doing all the administrative stuff to help you file old weddings and like get organized because you were like, I just had this baby.
Yeah.
I need to put all this on the back burner.
Yeah.
And then
all the admin stuff, all the research, all the emails and phone calls and all that stuff that people don't realize.
Right.
Has to
which
get
was
done.
Just following your templates, which at that time you'd been in business for like 5 years. So you had it was like everything was on a checklist for me to do.
Yeah.
So there was no like creative. I wasn't like making it up as I went. It was all based on your work. And then I started taking that certification course, which you required anybody that worked for you to take.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I did.
Yes.
And then after I was certified, I took my first wedding as a planner under Allure Consulting.
Yeah.
So that feels like a lifetime ago, but it wasn't that long ago.
It was awesome. It was meant to be.
Just a visual. When I did call Michelle and she was like about to have a baby, how tall are you?
4'11 and a half.
Okay. So, and I'm 5'10.
You're tall.
Barefooted. Yeah. So any shoes and I'm like pushing 6 feet.
She's tall and thin people. Okay. She's got awesome metabolism, bitch. Go ahead.
And the first time I met you, we like walked from your house when I did finally meet her in person. And now it's like, okay, you can be my intern. And we met at your house and we walked to Starbucks.
Yep.
And it's like Michelle, not even 5 feet, just so pregnant.
Big.
You had him like 3 days later.
Oh, it was so big.
And me, like, kind of trying to keep up with you as you're, like, walking and talking. And
was I walking fast? Waddling?
Yeah, you were sort of, like, fast waddling. It was your neighborhood, and you were talking about weddings, so you were energetic. You know, in the third trimester, you're, like, huge and uncomfortable, but you have energy.
Yeah, you're right.
You're, like, ready to go.
Yep, getting ready
and then
for the
after
big
that,
D-Day.
You had him, and then you'd have him, like, strapped to you.
Yep.
On your belly, and we still walked to that Starbucks. Yep. And I was like, oh my gosh, we look like Tweedledee and Tweedledum walking down the road, like this two-man wedding planning company.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So that's our
That was
history.
So fun. It was so awesome when you joined me because I was doing it all by myself.
Yeah, all the office stuff. You had Kristen to take.
I had Kristen.
Like, day
who,
of
yes.
sometimes.
Yeah, because and I used to do those workshops of people who wanted to be wedding planners and
like me.
Yeah. It was awesome. It
I
was
feel
awesome.
Like I made the cut, you know, like I
oh, you
somehow
so
managed
made the
to
cut.
Call you at the right time on your personal phone. And I somehow managed to get that assistant gig that first time.
Well, it wasn't somehow. You were driven, you were motivated, and you wanted it. And I could hear it. I knew it because I had talked to a lot of girls who wanted to be, and they were all girls. There were no guys that called me that
She's
wanted to be my quote unquote intern. Mm-hmm. And then I'd like waste my time with them and they'd be like, nah, that wasn't the fun do it yourself shit that I thought it was going to be.
That's hard.
Yeah, that's what? I don't have that much time.
Right.
But you were all up on it and it was so great. It's so great. Because
you know,
so
I've
smart.
Never had an office job. So your office, I mean, in her house. She had like a dedicated home office and two computers, and it felt very like official to me.
Yeah, it was great space. Yeah.
I have a home office now in this house, and I swear I get more work done because it's like an office where I can close the door.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in my office now. I'm legit.
I'm at work.
Mm-hmm. Don't bother me.
Don't bother me, child.
I mostly say that. Don't bother me. Okay. So yeah, that's how we met. And
that's how we met.
All my initial experience, wedding planning, all of my templates, my contracts are still versions of those first Allure drafts.
I love templates.
I know you do. You love Excel spreadsheets too.
I love Excel spreadsheets. I freaking love it. Well, now Google Sheets. Yes. So yeah, that's how we met. We're both certified wedding consultants. We went to school for this.
Mm-hmm.
Did not go to school. I personally did not go to school for anything else. You did. But
yes, I got a very expensive theater degree.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Thanks, Mom. You're the best.
Thanks, Mom and Dad. And now I'm a wedding planner. And so yeah, we're just excited to be doing this. That's a little about us. You'll learn more as time goes on. And it's really important to us that, you know, you as a listener are getting something out of each episode. We're going to have a lot of different formats to episodes. We're going to have a lot coming up. But we want to talk about things that are relevant and that are going to give you, our listeners, information that you really need. You know, mm-hmm. So please email us, tweet us. Ask away.
Yes, ask away. Interactive.
Like, we'll read your shit on the show and we'll answer your questions. Mm-hmm. And obviously, don't let any children listen to this because we are a few cuss words.
Yes, we cannot censor ourselves. We just can't do it.
I can't do it. I'm a mom and I do that all freaking day, okay? Mm. And my kids, you know, they might hear this. And mommy's saying bad words sometimes.
We want to be as authentic as we can as pros in the wedding industry, but also people with real lives who are talking about real things. So this is between us, two women who are doing this podcast, and you, whoever you are, probably planning a wedding or somehow connected to the wedding industry.
Yeah.
Like, we welcome you.
And we welcome all thoughts and comments. And can you please tell them our Twitter handle?
Yes, I can. The name of this podcast is The Big Wedding Planning Podcast. So the Twitter handle is TBWP Podcast. The Big Wedding Planning Podcast.
And
I will be tweeting for us before and after.
Yeah.
Doing social media stuff, connecting to our website. TheBigWeddingPlanningPodcast.com.
Yeah.
And to our Facebook page, which I'm still trying to figure out because there seems to be a million ways to do business Facebook accounts.
Oh,
and
I know
podcast is one of them.
Oh, really?
But it's not an option that I can see. So
I've
emailed Facebook. They have not responded to me.
Oh, really?
Like, are they like busy or something? I emailed, Facebook like tech help. So
that's not very friendly.
Up and going soon, but probably the best way. I mean, we'll respond and we'll take your questions, but it feels like Twitter goes really well hand in hand with podcasts because it is so real time.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a big focus for us.
Yeah. So exciting.
It is. It feels exciting.
Yeah.
So we should talk about what else we will talk about.
What will we talk about? What else will we talk about?
We're gonna
be doing we're gonna have some Q&A, obviously. So again, whatever you want answered, tweet us, email
us. Shoot us the Q's.
And we'll give you some A's.
That's right.
or even crazy stories. You know, there's gotta be some out there.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanna talk about, you know, also things like, how do you know? Maybe you just got engaged and you're like, I don't know how much this wedding is going to cost. Like, what should my wedding budget be? How the hell am I supposed to know this? You know, well, we're going to tell you our formula, how we think you should figure it out. And that's going to give you some really good groundwork to get started.
Mm-hmm. And just to interject, if you want information about weddings, there is no shortage of it.
Nope.
You can be like inundated. And I think actually people are, to where men, especially grooms, are like, this is, I'm already drowning in all these links you're sending me and all these pins you're pinning.
Oh,
and I can't, I'm just going to like wash my hands of the whole thing and we're going to elope, which is not what anybody who's planning a wedding wants to hear. So there's no shortage of information. I think what Michelle and I wanted to offer was our take as people who are at many, many, many weddings and have years of weddings and trends and pitfalls. And we've kind of seen it all between the two of us, but also we're currently working on weddings. So we want to consider this like a conversation rather than just, here's what we think about budgets.
Yeah, it's not a blog post. Here's the latest Pantone color. No.
Because they're all out there. And we might refer to some of those blog posts as like, hey, this cool thing I read, this is such an awesome new thing that gay weddings are doing. What do you think? But in that, we're trying to interject our opinions and our takes on what all of that means. So it is more interactive and more real time than just looking up 10 steps to planning your wedding in 3 months.
Yeah.
You know, that's all the information is out there. We're just here to talk about our take. And we're in there. We're like in the trenches.
We're in the trenches.
So.
And, you know, just treat us like, you know, you met us at a party and you're getting married and you want to ask all these questions.
Yeah. You've like cornered us at the party.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, all right. Because I do love talking about it.
Totally. And you've had like a couple drinks and you're like, this one time, this crazy.
Oh, that's the best.
It's like we're there doing these weddings so we can talk about what is so cool and awesome and just balls to the wall and nutso. And also talk about how you can dissect a wedding budget.
Nothing is off the table here, okay?
There you go.
Awesome. Well, that was great.
I feel like I went too far and now I have to pull back.
That's what I love about how you talk. You have such a great way of putting things and describing things and just, it's awesome. Go ahead, girl. Go ahead.
I would say that's what my husband loves about me too, but I'm not sure if that's
I doubt it.
True. Yeah.
It's Who like cares?
A party.
He
trip.
Does. Yes, he does.
Yeah, deep down.
Deep down.
So we will talk about things like budget. We'll talk about all the team that you have to put together for a wedding. There's considered a team, your vendors, your venue, your wedding planner. I think it's going to be more than appropriate for you and I to talk about what makes a good wedding planner.
It might be.
And also all the different types of wedding planners.
Yeah.
And different names and venue planners and coordinators and designers.
Month of coordination.
Yeah,
day of
mean?
Coordination.
What's up with that? That's like a unicorn.
And you got somebody at your venue already who is a quote unquote coordinator, but that's not what we do. Hint, hint.
What if your aunt likes to plan events?
Oh, Lord.
And she's a guest. Can't she just do it?
Unless she's an event planner.
And even then, you want all of your guests to have a good time and a good drink in their hands. You don't want anybody looking at a clipboard.
Totes.
We'll talk about how brides and grooms and couples can like sort of stay organized during the planning process and what we think are some good like insider tips and
tools of the trade.
Totally. Like we're all up on our apps and our social media stuff. So sometimes Michelle might talk about some app that she just figured out how to track her mileage or whatever. And it'll be this like brilliant thing I've never heard of. And then the next day I'm using it and telling everybody I know about it. So that's what we're here for.
Don't make me sound that techie because I'm not at all.
Well, me either. But if somebody says something and I look it up and I'm like, how have I not known about this?
Yeah.
And then it actually does make my life easier.
So I love that.
We'll be able to drop some gold that way. Ways to organize the whole process from start to finish. And then one of my favorite topics, which we in our notes lovingly referred to as don't get crazy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That one's all about reining it in as a couple that's planning your wedding and trying to keep your eye on the prize.
Yep. Staying positive, staying present, not getting crazy and letting this take over your life.
It's one day, people.
Because that crazy planning fool is not who that other person got engaged to, nor wants to marry.
There's a turning point, I feel like, with all, I'm going to say brides, but I don't want to generalize. Like, there's a turning point with the person in the couple that is maybe a bigger part of the planning.
Yeah.
There's a turning point when a normal, sane, intelligent, grounded adult turns into crazy pants.
Yep.
And when that happens, I can usually, I can't forecast it, you know, but you know when it happens.
Yep.
It's like, uh-oh, that was the phone call, or that was the seven-page text where I just have to keep scrolling and scrolling and scrolling.
I don't know how people text like that. I can't do it.
I know. Don't their fingers cramp up?
Listen, I make so many mistakes, and I freaking hate autocorrect, okay?
Yeah,
pick up the phone. Pick up the damn phone or send an email.
Shuck you. And I was like, shuck you. And Michelle was like, oh, sorry, autocorrect. Also, wrong person. That didn't happen, but it could. She would totally tell me to go shuck myself.
Totally happened before. Not to you, but to many others.
I think we'll give you, the listeners, a version of each of our come to Jesus talks that we have to have with couples at some point.
Yeah.
I think we both have a version of that we can share, which I feel will be appropriate for our listening audience.
Yeah.
What else are we going to talk about?
Gay weddings.
Totally gay weddings.
Yes.
I'm all about, we both are.
Yeah.
And here in Texas, it's still something people are getting used to.
Oh.
Just the general public, but also the wedding industry.
Mm-hmm.
That reminds me, I have some exciting news to share with you about an article.
Oh.
That may come out about my business and planning gay weddings here in Dallas. They called me today for this lengthy interview. It was really awesome. So more on that, hopefully,
next episode.
If it gets published, I'll tell you about it. But
with the gays.
I have one foot of my business and my personal life firmly planted in the LGBT community and advocacy and outreach and all of that. So we will.
And we are not just talking to brides and grooms on this podcast either. We recognize and we are very respectful of the fact that there are girls and girls and boys, and we love it and we're happy. And I live in Massachusetts, the first state in our country.
Woo-hoo,
thank you very much.
Out.
Shout it out. So yeah, we're going to be talking a lot about that too.
Yeah. And I'm excited about that because that will, it's an ongoing emerging market and exciting things are happening because it's all new.
Yep.
So the traditions are thrown out the window and we get to just
start
it off from scratch. And that's amazing. It's a really killer opportunity.
Yeah.
So we're into that.
Yeah.
And of course, we'll talk about Pinterest and trends and colors and mason jars and things that annoy us and things that excite us and why, if I never see another bit of burlap in my life, that will be okay.
Seriously.
So we'll get into all that.
But burlap is awesome.
We'll do a good amount of shit talking. I fear and I look for, I embrace.
Yeah.
I fear and I embrace because we've earned it.
Yes, we have.
Yeah. So we can be real with you.
And the people might want to hear that.
Yeah.
You know? I think I do. I love to hear that shit.
And we're open to a good back and forth dialogue about that too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess we hope that you stick around.
Stick around. Hit subscribe. Go to iTunes. Rate and review. Blah, blah, blah. You know the spiel if you've been listening to podcasts. And if you don't, ask around. Hit subscribe. And, we love you guys already. And I think that's it. I think we're done. Are we done with this?
You guys, we got .com before we had to get .org. I think
or .tv.
Right there is something we can hang our hat on. So shout out to Michelle's tech savvy graphic designer, knows what he's doing husband.
He is a creative director. Thank you very much.
Creative
director in advertising. Yes, he's very high up there. He loves that shit. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Cool. Nice talking to you. Yeah.
See you next time.
Bye-bye.